So, hello, ladies, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker, and it's a great day here in North Carolina. It is July 3rd, and tomorrow is Independence Day, and so I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way and say Happy Independence Day, 4th of July, or whatever you're calling it, and celebrating now. But welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. The Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. Now, ladies, what it doesn't mean is it doesn't mean that we don't have troubles, trials, and situations and circumstances. It just means that we have made a choice and we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so we've been on this Fullest Life journey since May of 2020, and that's when the Lord gave me the mandate to do this, and here I am still doing it and won't stop till he tells me to stop. Can't stop, won't stop. So welcome in. And those of you who have been with me and on this journey for a while, thank you. I appreciate it. I am humbled. Literally, you guys, I just can't say enough about how honored I am to be able to share and then to have people listen also and then tell me how it is impacting and making a difference in your life. So thank you very much. But yes, so we're going to go ahead and jump in to today's podcast, whatever we call this that I, so ladies, let me tell you what happened the other day. So my son came over to visit me, right? And so he came over, you know, used the bathroom, whatever. He said, "Do you have any spray?" And I was like, "No." Now, when he asked me, he called me on the phone. I was outside for a second. I was like, "No, I guess I don't, you know," whatever. So I come back in and he's like, you know, he's cool with chit chat and talking and everything. And I walk towards the bathroom way. And I'm like, "Wow, it smells great in here. Smells really, wait a minute. I know that smell. That's my, and so by that time he had already left, right? I call him, I pick up the phone and call him and I'm like, "Hello?" And he's like, "Yeah." I said, "Let me ask you a question. Did you use my $400 perfume to spray as air freshener?" And he was like, "I don't know. I mean, I just went and grabbed one of your fragrances and sprayed it in the air." Y'all, I mean, I am at the, like the low at the bottle. I'm trying to have this thing, hold on to it because I love the scent. And I'm like, this child used my perfume to as air freshener, right? I said, "Next time I see you," I said, "that's coming out of your hide. I'm going to get, that's going to be." And he was like, "Yeah, okay." You know, and we laughed about it. But I thought about that thing for a couple of days. And I'm like, wow, he didn't even know the value of. And after I told him, he thought about it. He was like, "Oh, yeah, that was what I used." And he knew the fragrance. And I said, what in the world, right? And it just made me think about how he didn't value what I valued. I value that perfume. I love it. It smells great. It is not, I'm telling you, that's how much it costs per bottle, around $400. But he didn't see it as that. All he knew is, "Hey, I need something to make the room smell better," and sprayed it all through the air. Now, I want you to know that the scent is still in the air because that's just how good the stuff is. But it made me think about how we value ourselves and how other people value us, right? Sometimes people don't see your value in you. And so they treat you anyway, they mistreat you, they do things to, you know, on your job, they may not value what you bring to the table, so they belittle what you're doing, or they talk over you, things of that stuff. I had a boss, every time I would open my mouth to speak, she would say something, you know, and before I could get it out, right? Or she would meet with me one-on-one, I would talk and she would ask me, so what do you think about such and such? I would give her what I thought. We go over, da da da. We get in the meeting with everybody else in the room and in the big room. And she started giving my ideas out like they're hers. And I'm sitting there like, I just said that in the office, you act like it was nothing. And then you come out and you give it to everybody like you had this grand idea. Constantly. But then there are people in your lives, and ladies, I'm talking to us as singles, right? Who don't value us. Like, you're looking for a man who's going to, you want a man who's going to value, but you keep attracting guys who treat you like, you know, you like just Peggy on the block, another one. It's like, and another one, and another one. He doesn't care. He doesn't see your value. There are people on your job, people in your home, people, friends, family members, people devalue you. But here's the thing. When my son sprayed that fragrance, guess what I knew? I knew the value of it. I knew the value of it. When it comes to who you are, you better know your value. Because if you don't value you, nobody else will. And so with that being said is, I want to encourage someone on this Independence Week, a day or week, however you're saying it and whatever you're saying, this day to be free for real and learn to value and love the woman that you are. You're not everybody's cup of tea, but that's okay. You have value. You don't have to have 12 degrees. You don't have to have all these letters behind your name. You don't have to have letters in front of your name. You still have value. I don't care who you are and what you do. You have value. You know how I know you have value? Because the Bible says you are fearfully, wonderfully made. And he said you were made in God's image. In his image and his likeness did he make them, male and female. That's value, you all. We have to value ourselves and not allow people to devalue us. When people start, you know, trying to devalue, first of all, you don't have to fuss with nobody. You don't have to make yourself known. You don't have to make your name known. You do you, and it's just going to come through, right? And they can't stop you from being great because you're great. That's one thing I realized. There are some people who can walk into a room and they can be in a room with, I want to say, 200 people. And everybody, I've been at events, everybody is networking. They got on their power suits and all of this. And one person walks into the room and the entire room just stops. And everybody's eyes go to that person. All they did was walk in the room because they knew their value, the way they carry themselves, the way they present. And sometimes it's just on you. I call it the God factor, you know, in my case, and those of you who worship the same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I call it the God factor. You don't have to push your way to the top. You don't have to pry your way to the top. You don't have to fight anyone to try to prove your worth. You are already proven. But here's the one thing you have to do. You got to walk in it. If you don't believe you're worth anything, if all you do is tear yourself down and all the thoughts that run through your head say, I'm not great because of this. I'm not this because of this. And oh, I remember when they said this. And oh, my grades were not this. And you will tear yourself down and you will never be as valuable as you are. You're made to be. So I want to encourage us to be free. Take, you know, while you're out barbecuing, eating your hot dog and watching all the lights and the fireworks go off, and I want you to take a moment sometimes, even if you listen to this later, I don't care when you listen to it. It can be 6 months from now, 1 year from now, 2 years from now. Whenever you listen to this, I want you to stop. Take a moment. Take the next few days. And I want you to take a piece of paper, literally, and jot down those things that make you valuable. And I know some of you are like, oh, Vita, come on. We all have had people tell us that we should do that, and it's no big deal. You know why it's a big deal? Because you didn't do it. You didn't do it the first time somebody told you to do that. When they told you to write down what's great about you, you didn't do it. You say, oh, that's no big deal. I don't have to do that. Yeah, you know what? You should do it. Because sometimes you need to be the one who knows what's on your resume. And I don't mean job-wise. I mean your value. You need to be able to look at a piece of paper and say, I'm great all by myself. And if you only put one line down, that's all you need. That's all you need. When my line is, let me tell you, I'm a king's kid, period. That's it. You can't tell me nothing else. And in that is my value. Nobody else don't see it. Keep watching. You see it. I don't have to prove it. I just live it, right? What is your value? Because if you don't value yourself and if you don't declaim your value, people will spray you and spray on you all around the place. They will tear you down and make you feel less than, because those who don't know their value are masters at trying to bring people down to where they are. They don't know who they are and they don't want you to know who you are. But I believe that because you are listening to this and you hear this right now, you have value and you know you do. And it's your time to just shine. You know what? Just shine bright. I mean, shine everywhere you go. Don't be dimming back, don't hold back, don't push down. And I'm not saying be arrogant and prideful, because the most beautiful thing that someone can wear is humility. But humility is knowing that without God, I am nothing. That's humility. But when you shine, it's just that you remember in your mind how valuable you are. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, that perfume that my son sprayed in the air has not lost its value because he saw it as a 99-cent can of air spray. If I go to purchase some, it's still going to cost $400 to purchase, right? But he act like it was from Dollar Tree and it just in the air. Crazy. Don't do that, ladies. Don't let anybody take your value. You are valuable. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a gift in your own right. You are a gift. And I want us to know that. I want us to know how great we are. Because when you know how great you are living your fullest life. Nobody can come to you and tell you anything otherwise. No, does that mean that you're perfect? Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you guys, every day I know I make a mistake. And you know what? I make a mistake, but I am the first one to point out my mistake. I don't give anybody else a chance to say, oh, you know what she did. No, let me already tell it. I done already told it. You about 20 minutes to an hour late, right? Because I'm not perfect. And I always say, Lord, forgive me. I repent and I just keep on going. But none of us is perfect. Your value is not based on perfection. Your value is not based on all this superficial stuff that people are going to sell you, all of this on social media and all this, that your value is if you can wear this. Let me tell you, I am no more valuable than you are because I own that perfume. And some of you have not heard a word I've said since you heard $400. I didn't buy it. It was a gift. Calm yourself down. But because I said the bottle cost $400, you got stuck way back there and you have missed the fact that you're supposed to be valuing yourself because you stuck on the fact of that I got the perfume. I didn't buy it. And had I bought it, it wouldn't matter either. That's not the point. The point is, do you value yourself? Do you think that if somebody gave you a $400 bottle of perfume, would you say to yourself, oh, I'm not worthy? That false humility that we do to make ourselves feel like, oh no, don't ever do it. Give me anything like that. That's too expensive. Come on. Receive the gift and smile and say thank you and keep on going. Now, your value is not in that perfume. Your value is not in the gift. Your value is because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And on this 4th of July, this Independence Day, I hope you get free enough to be independently enough to say, I am free and I love and value me. And therefore, I will not allow anyone else to devalue me or to tell me what my value is. Only you can set your value. Because God's already said it. He's already said you're wonderful. But if you don't believe it here, You'll never get it. You'll never, it will be a mute point if you don't receive it in here and in your heart and know that you are worthy. And I believe you're worthy. I believe that every woman that listens to this podcast is valuable. Because I don't believe I'm just doing this just because I don't have nothing else to do. It's because we are valuable and we need to know we're valuable and we're going to keep on growing and we're going to live our fullest life because our whole goal is what? We're going to live full so that we can die empty. When we get out of here, people are going to be like, man, I remember her. I really like the way, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you, what they're going to say about, I remember her. She was a great, really great person. You know what? I remember she smiled a lot. I remember she cared about other people. I remember this, I remember that, because you live full, and so you die empty, and all that lives on is those great memories about you. So come on, ladies, this 4th of July, starting tonight, you can start on the 3rd tonight, or you can start at midnight, I don't care what time you start. Begin to value yourself. Take a piece of paper, write down what's valuable. Don't write down what's not. Don't tell me what your mama said about you. You don't have to send it to me, just do it for yourself. But don't write down what your mama said. Oh, you would be cute, except don't put that down there. Take that and turn that around. I am beautiful, me and my whatever, you know, whatever people said. You take that and you make it into one of your value points and you're going to live a full life. So I just want to share that with you all. I love y'all. I tell you all the time. Love you. Pray for you. And hope you have a great 4th of July week. And whenever you hear this, I hope you're having a blessed week. Live full so that you can die empty. And we are going to talk again later. Take care, ladies. Bye.